We watched a little bit last night, Laddie and I. Kind of. We weren't really paying much attention, and then when we checked the scores, it was, it was what it was again. So it was funny. You know, we were checking the New York score, and all we said before was hopefully it's not a overtime game, and sure enough, that's the way it works. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. We got to keep winning games and let the rest take care of itself.
You're not getting any help, though, are you? Like those other teams are red hot.
Yeah, everyone's hot. We are, too. We went through a tough stretch, and kind of took ourselves out of it a little bit. And, you know, this is what it's going to take. It's going to take playing your best hockey at the right time of the year. And if we're able to do that and that equals us making the playoffs, you know, we're going to be a tough team to play if we do make the playoffs. So this is all really good stuff for us to have to face this. Like I said, though, at the end of the day, if we don't win games, it doesn't matter what anyone else does.
I guess you can't let that consume you, too, what other people do, right? You can't be constantly looking for the updates because it's stuff you can't control. That's what you guys always say.
Right. Well, I mean, what happens if we, you know, a couple teams lose and we win and we're, you know, in eighth place by a point, you know, and there's five games left? It doesn't matter. It doesn't, you know, the only thing that matters is the last day of the season, you know, where you are. And I think we're all still very, very confident that if we keep winning games, then we're going to set ourselves up with a good opportunity to make the playoffs, hopefully.
What's the vibe like now, just compared to when you guys got back from Montreal? It's amazing what stringing together some wins can do, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we lost five in a row, so that's tough. And, you know, the puck wasn't going in the net. You know, there was frustration going around. And, you know, I think we were worn out, honestly. I think mentally and physically we were kind of a little bit beaten up, and losing will do that to you. But playing as much as we played and traveling as much as we travel, you know, we like to walk around and act, you know, tough and not make excuses. But I'm telling you what, it can take its toll. So I think you're seeing the difference. You know, when you start eliminating some of that travel a little bit, you get to sleep in the same bed. You know, you get to rest a little bit more. You have a lot more energy out there, and things just seem a lot easier. And you know, pucks start going in the net and confidence grows. It's such a small thing, but at the end of the day, it really makes a big difference.
You guys played so many tight games. Are you feeling pretty battle-tested here for the last stretch?
Well, yeah, I mean, going into the third period with the lead, we've been really good this year, and that's a huge deal. You know, if you can hold on to leads, that's how you got to win games a lot. So I think that was an issue for us a little bit last year. You know, we didn't close games out as well as we'd like to. I think we've gotten better at that this year, and we've learned, you know, that sometimes there's different ways to win games. You know, there's not one way. It's not always going to be pretty. You're not always going to play your best game. But when you stack it up at the end of the day, if you're getting wins, that's really the bottom line.
With such a long break between games, does it give any boost to the team to see so many people come out for a practice like this on a Sunday?
Sure. I mean, you know, our fans are always there supporting us. They have been since we've been here. So, you know, it's no surprise to see, you know, fans come and cheering us on Sundays. It makes a lot of fun. You know, it has made coming to this rink for every game and even practices like this, it makes it a lot more fun to come out here and compete and winning. And, you know, if we can push this thing over the hump, it'd be a lot of fun to see what the city does.